from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas in one of America's largest indoor showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno was prowling the sidelines Saturday night for CBS 4 and their broadcast of the Dolphins Commanders game. And you can see him every week also as host of Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS 4. And as I mentioned, tomorrow he will be driving Goldie and Kim Bocamper to Tampa. So he's got a lot of angst, got a lot of pressure. Not going to be an easy drive up to Tampa. It's a very demanding crowd that he's put together, but he's joining us now. Hello, Cugno.
What's up, guys? Let's hope this interview goes a lot smoother than the one last week.
I thought our interview last week was very smooth. It's not going to go completely smoothly because Crowder hasn't returned to his microphone spot yet. So I was vamping
Crowder was the culprit last week, so it's all right if he's a little absent for this one.
Well, that's why he's showing up late. I'm staring at his monitor. Did you see, by the way, you know, he was up at that Fanatics Fan Fest this weekend. Did you see any video from that?
I did not.
Oh, so this, yeah, did you see any video from Fanatics Fan Fest at all? Like, it was the greatest gathering of athletes in one location in the history of man.
No, I actually have no idea what you're talking
really?
About. Really?
Yeah. So it was Fanatics, who owns his podcast, The Pivot. They put on this huge, Fanatics owns everything, but they put on this huge fan fest at the Javits Center in New York over the weekend, and it was 100,000 fans every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tom Brady was there. I mean, it was everyone. Jay-Z was there. He had a private booth.
Was it this thing where I think I saw Tom Brady, like, signing some of his old cards?
Yes.
Some of his old
cards.
Okay. I saw that. But I had no idea what that was about.
It was their first attempt at doing this fan fest, and it worked swimmingly. But Crowder, a million people sent me this video. He raced an Olympian in the 40-yard dash, and obviously the guy smoked him. It looked like Crowder was running in slow motion, and it made me think of the time that you dubbed him the old tugboat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean. Were we surprised? Well, remember, he, like, blew out his knee when he landed in that crick. So
that's what I was saying. Crowder has finally decided to graze us. I was telling Cugno that you got your ass handed to you by the Olympian in the 40.
I don't know, Cugno
dubbed you the old tugboat.
But he won. He's a gold medal champion. Cugno, I don't think this is in the same realm as the river jump.
Who was the Olympian?
Quincy Wilson.
It was like a bathtub. Now it's a river.
Isn't Quincy Wilson like 17 years old?
He's 16, Mike. He doesn't even have a driver's license.
He took you out for a spin, though, didn't he, huh?
He's one of the fastest. I think what he had the sixth fastest line. 400 time this year or something, man. Again, the kid.
That's funny. They immediately awarded him a driver's license after he took you for that ride.
Altered birth certificate. This kid had to be 28, 29 years old. Too fast.
Is that Little League baseball?
Right. Yeah. Although I'm sure that kid was saying altered birth certificate. That guy's got to be 60 or 70.
Kid took off on me. I said, what is this?
Anyway, Mike Cugno, what were your observations Saturday night? You saw Jaden Daniels was named the commander starter for week one of the regular season. But what were your observations Saturday night? Tua looked excellent. Yeah. What about Mike White and Skyler, in your opinion? Did you see enough better performance out of either of them or both?
I don't know if better is the right word, but it just seemed like a lot of the same from week one. A lot of missed throws. You know, there were some drops. They did, you know, they both did go through that. I thought Mike did some good things on the run, getting that ball to Mike Harley down the sideline. I mean, he put that right on the money. And then Skyler's throw to Braxton Berrios. I know it was tipped, but that's a ball you hope is caught. I didn't, from my vantage point, I couldn't even tell it was tipped, but that's all I heard it was tipped. So obviously there's some missed opportunities out there. But no, if we're going down the road again, do you think the Dolphins should kick the tires on Ryan Tannehill? Like, no, I'd still roll with those guys, considering if Tua were to go down, their weapons and their protection is going to be a lot different. And they both know the offense. So I'm still okay with those two, if that's where we're going.
But even if it's not Tannehill, though, we're good though at backup. Even though you're saying they're having a rough outing, whatever, and they got the third preseason game where Tua is not even going to dress out. But we're good. Yeah. If somebody was,
I would have. Look. If you were going to do it, I would have liked them to go and get someone a lot sooner than they have, right? Because at least give that person a chance to learn this offense. It's difficult, and that's why I stay with them. And I may be completely wrong here. You know, maybe Coach McDaniel could do something with someone who's just coming in fresh. I don't know. But, again, I just lean on experience in the offense. Maybe they brought in another guy sooner during OTAs or something that could have made an impact or competed with those guys. But I got to trust that McDaniel knows what he's doing with those two.
Who would you go with, by the way, if you were naming the roster now? You had to have, obviously, Tua is going to be your starter week one against Jacksonville. Who's the backup suited, ready to go that game?
I would give Skyler the edge at the moment. That's where I would be. Yeah. I don't know if they're tipping their hands by him getting those reps with the twos. Maybe that's what's kind of pushing me that direction, just kind of leaning on what you're seeing. But is it a huge gap? I don't think it's a huge gap. It was competitive last year, and it's pretty competitive going into this year again. Who knows? Maybe we see Mike White get the – you know, I don't know who's going to start or what coming up this week in Tampa. But let's say, just for hypothetical sake, Tua and the starters aren't going to play. Maybe Mike White gets those reps, and then you can actually see the difference just by personnel they're playing with.
And any young guys that are going to contribute that you're excited to see, let me say that, or new guys, is it a Patrick Paul or a Chop Robinson or even, you know, Jonnu Smith, who I was very high on him coming here because I know he can block and catch the ball. Any of these new additions that have impressed you?
Yeah, Jonnu Smith. So it's funny, the little pass he took out of the backfield where it kind of looks like an end around, that's something we'd seen in camp. And I was happy to see that it actually showed off in the game because I think it shows off a new element. And then when you go back, let's go back to the game. I think just the tight end room in general has improved. Look, they went into that game with their starters minus Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and that quick strike like capability that they typically have. So that wasn't necessarily there, but they were able to have like sustained drive, 11 plays, you know, convert a couple fourth downs with maybe more a traditional set of offensive pieces. To me, that was such an encouraging sign because now it shows there's a little bit of multiplicity, I think, with the offense, more so than before, where kind of all eyes go to those two. Now I think there's just so much more to worry about. But in terms of the young guys, Malik Washington, everyone, like when we're doing our production meetings and we're talking to Tyreek and Tua, when you ask young guy, the first guy they mention is Malik Washington because of maybe his mindset. I think he's probably a little wiser beyond his years. And then he's got the talent. It'll take some time. Wide receiver position, this offense is probably harder, the hardest position to learn. It'll take some time, but the fact that all these guys rave about him, that's one that maybe for the next couple years is going to be a fun one to watch grow.
What's the mood? I mean, I watch you on the sidelines Saturday night and the Friday before that, and you're around practices all the time. What's the mood with the players? Who did I see you interviewing this week? I think Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson. Like, what is the mood of this team? And is it noticeably different from any other season?
Yeah, I think maybe last year was – so I remember talking to Tyreek in one of our interviews on the sideline last year, and I was asking about the offense, and he said, get your popcorn ready. So it was always this, like, kind of wait-and-see thing. It was a positive wait-and-see at what it's going to look like. Now I just think it's so business-like. Like they know they belong now. That's the mood that I get from this team, that they know they belong in the upper echelon of teams in the NFL when they're healthy. And I think the expectation is that everybody else who's new here, whether it's rookies or even those new veterans, and some of those vets bring this attitude, that you have to earn this spot in the NFL. Like, this is not given. They certainly belong there talent-wise, coaching-wise, quarterback-wise, like across the board. But there seems to be like this, we have to be very business-like with this. There's a standard here. We have to now uphold it. Where I think is last year, it was sort of like, in the last 2 years, it was sort of like new place for this franchise.
Oh, it's funny you say that, because I was going to ask about McDaniel. If they're getting more business-like, McDaniel's getting a little more street. Like, he talks different now, Mike. He's growing his beard out. Like, is it a camp thing, or is his swag changing a little bit?
You know, his confidence is probably high because, you know, you can't lose races you don't take. You know, so I know you've lost some races and you probably take the confidence take a little hit. You know what I mean? So he's out there. Don't race anybody and you're going to feel good. No, listen, I'm sorry. I shouldn't take shots because it's going to come back around.
It's really what you do. You should take shots.
I know.
And then what happens is somebody says a snide comment towards you, and then you curl up into a ball at the end of the interview and you say, this was terrible. But you're the one. You're the guy poking and prodding. You're me.
I do. I get sensitive. As Goldie says, stop being so sensitive, Cuño. He does that to me all the time. So, no, look, I think Mike knows that he's got a really good roster and that the roster is kind of handling their business. Tyreek was telling us this week that, like, the coaching staff, they set a plan for what they want to accomplish, whether it's practice or a game, and it's on the players to kind of execute that standard. So I think because what he's seeing on the practice field in terms of the professionalism, the players executing that standard, I think he's really happy, and that's probably where some of this even more swag is coming from, right? Because he kind of came in with a bunch.
Saturday, your FSU Seminoles take on Georgia Tech in Dublin, Ireland, kick off the college football season. Are you excited for a little college football, Cuño?
I am. I'm really excited for this because I love the week zero thing. It's just like that appetizer right before, you know, the main course hits. But it gives you something to actually care about, especially with these weeks. Like, man, there's like a 2 week gap between the end of the preseason and the regular season for the NFL. I love that college football kind of fits in this window and it's kind of like all theirs for about 10, 14 days.
And Mike, do y'all Seminoles, y'all have like a us against the world mentality? Because the ACC hates you. None of the other conferences want y'all. Like, what are y'all playing for?
What was the over-under total for the Gator wins this year?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that on the
head coach getting fired than going 500.
Man, doesn't Billy Napier have more coaches on his coaching staff than, like, players on the roster or something?
He inquired about me 2 years ago. I was like, coach.
Oh, that's the moment we should have started questioning him.
With all the people that he's hired, you didn't make the cut?
No, it was me or Mike Peterson. He used to play for the Jags. I think Mike took the job.
What would you have coached?
I don't know. Maybe
Zaxby's.
No. eluding officers. Probably one of my top responsibilities.
You would, yeah. That would actually have been a fun job for you. You're just on Friday, Saturday night, you're just like the cleanup guy. Make sure no one gets in trouble.
He's the fixer.
Y'all know I wasn't there, but they said Urban Meyer, like, I don't say paid, but he had young like GAs go to the popping clubs to let him know who was getting in trouble and who were the wild ones.
Spies, huh? Urban had spies? Sounds like Urban should have some spies on him too.
Well, he did, unfortunately for him.
That's right.
I don't know. Did. Nobody know where his hand was, Hawk. Don't you do that to Herb.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea. Hey, Cuno, so are you going to be able to watch the FSU game, or do you have to drive Bo Camper and Goldie at that? Because you can't say to them, I want to watch the FSU game. Like, you have to leave Tampa whenever they say it's time.
No. I'm leaving them. I actually have some friends in Tampa. So I'm from FSU, so I'm going to go hang out with them in the morning, and we'll watch the game. And, I think Bo and Goldie are getting an Uber or a taxi or, I don't know, Brightline back, something.
Wow, so you're just hanging them out to dry in Tampa. I love that. Look at you flexing.
I told them on the front end, I could get you there. I can't get you back.
Real quick before we run out of time here. Today is National Potato Day. When is the last time you ate a French fry?
French fries aren't bad. If they're cooked right, you can have them. So I'm not afraid of that.
Well, what do you mean if they're cooked right? If they're cooked right, they're deep fried.
No, like if you cook it like an air fryer, you're fine.
Air fry.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds thrilling.
What would you know?
When's the last time you had an actual French fried potato the way it's supposed to be fried in hot grease?
Oh man, probably. Oh, I don't know. Probably before flat screens into existence.
That is crazy.
No way, Mike.
No, I'm just kidding. I honestly don't know. It's probably been.
You haven't had one in the last calendar year, I bet.
No, I have. I have. Yeah, I have. There are days where like you just have to eat, right? Like you just got to put something in your body, and it just. It just happened.
And we Monday through this, Sunday, no?
Yeah, when we ran on this run to Edmonton, I mean, there are days where you're just working so much, you just have to eat whatever you can find. And so the diet gets a little squirrely sometimes.
Squirrely. That means like three French fries. There's no, yeah. When he says you just have to eat, you can only imagine. It's like a bunless burger with all the toppings shoved off.
There wasn't much I would have been able to eat in your suite. I saw the video. I would have died.
It was starvation. It was loaded up with a lot of food that you would have been unable to eat. You are correct.
Harvest crisps.
And then every time, you know, they have the big TVs in the suite, and so I'd be, you know, shoveling 7-layer dip into my mouth. And Lori would just be staring at Cuno on the TV, just jacked up and, you know, the shirt too tight. And she would go, how come you can't look like Mike Cuno? You see what I got on my plate here? Finally, Cuno.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as you drive a wedge between me and my wife, today is also National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. When is the last time you had an ice cream cone?
Oh my god! I don't know. When was the last time Cold Stone was in existence? Are those still around?
I mean, honestly, no ice cream cone, huh?
No, that's not me.
Can you acknowledge soft serve ice cream is better than hard packed ice cream?
Yeah. Isn't that frozen yogurt? Is there a difference?
Well, yeah, one's ice cream, one's yogurt.
I thought that was the same thing.
Oy vey. Mike Cuno, you'll watch him on CBS4. You can see him Friday from Tampa, Raymond James Stadium. I mean, the time of his life. And if you're driving on the turnpike.
Are we going to hang out, Hawk? Are we going to hang out?
We might. I don't know if I want to hang out with you and your FSU friends. I got to be honest with you. If it, you know, if it was me, you, and Bo, one thing. But me, you, and your college friends, I don't know.
Fuck. Think about you, those conversations.
Right. You think they're going to be all Cuños?
Like cavemen.
Yeah.
You see Bo? Yeah. I saw Bo yesterday.
Okay. All right.
What is it? It's all your frat buddies? It's all your frat buddies?
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys going to be doing? Like keg stands and stuff?
Probably, you know. Yeah. Jello shots, keg stands, funnels, yeah. the whole gambit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I'll be at Portillo's. We have a burger and lemon cake.
Wax their chests and watch something silly. That's what they
do. Yeah, you're right. You guys will wax your chest and watch Chai TV.
The only thing I saw waxed was you getting waxed in that race of Fanatics.
An excellent punctuation.
Line it up, Mike. Line it up. Mike, me and you.
You don't want this. I'll beat you backwards, Crowder.
He would. I think he would take you. I don't even know if Cuño has speed or not, but, man, he is just fit and younger.
That's all I'm going to say, but I don't know if Mike runs. Mike really have a frat boy workout where they don't eat, they do abs and upper body all day. I don't know if he does the leg.
You beat him in a 40, Cuño?
I beat him in a 40 today. I don't know about back then, but today I got him.
Yeah, I'm talking about today. Like, if you guys lined up for 40 at Fanatics Fan
Fest. When I was in shape, I'd have gunned you by 30 yards.
Okay.
Next week.
How old are you, Crowder? We can't be that far apart.
I'll be 41 this year.
41 plus?
41 plus 50 extra pounds in the midsection.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant you. Hey, by the way, Kim Bocamper has his podcast called Out to Pasture where he only allows 50 and plus guys on it. So you're coming up, you know? Like, this is awesome.
I know you're on the to-do list. Game.
Like, you know, Bo's got things popping off. Maybe he'll teach you some things about podcasts.
Man, imagine trying to get those podcast guests connected on StreamYard. That's a 3-day ordeal.
Hey, after about week 8, think about trying to find a guest.
All right, we got to go, Cuño. We love you.
Love you, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.